We're seeing more, too, with eco-funerals, thinking about burial a little bit differently, and with cremation, thinking a little more creatively about cremation. So we have people who are taking cremains, and they are turning them into cement blocks that can become coral reefs and dropping them out in the ocean, and really making them into jewelry, making them into artwork, really thinking about different ways that we can sort of connect with our loved one in a different way after they're gone. So we're seeing a lot of new trends, and I think that we find for families, there's a lot of comfort in that because they're allowed to customize their funeral in a way that feels more genuine to who that person was.
We've spent a lot of time thinking about birth, and we've written books and, you know, have all sorts of stuff about the experience of bringing a life into the world, but we've spent considerably less time figuring out how to die and mm-hmm. what to do when a loved one does die.
Yeah, that absolutely. And, you know, similar to the changes in what we're seeing in funerals, there has been a lot coming out of the UK. I guess they're just more comfortable talking about death than we are. The good death movement and death cafes. And
what's a death cafe?
A death cafe, well, it's a very broad definition. It's basically where people gather to talk about anything death-related, which, you know, if it's death-related, it's also life-related. And to, as they label it on their website, talk about death and eat cake. So it's just a place where people get together to talk about these issues. But it's different than a grief support group in almost all ways, because people who are getting together to talk about their grief have more immediate, very specific, real life, this is what I'm going through, needs. And this is just a very open, loose conversation about death.